With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump says if elected in November, he'll create a government efficiency commission and that it will be overseen by billionaire Elon Musk. Bob Agnew reports.
The commission is the latest alliance between Trump and Musk, who has become an increasingly vocal supporter of the former president's bid for re-election. The Republican presidential nominee said back in 2022, fraud and improper payments alone cost taxpayers an estimated hundreds of billions of dollars. He says the new commission would recommend what he calls drastic reforms and develop a plan to eliminate fraud and improper payments within 6 months, something Trump says would save trillions of dollars. Bob Agnew reporting.
The United States government says it has secured the release of 135 Nicaraguan political prisoners who have arrived in Guatemala.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in a statement that they were released on humanitarian grounds. Among the Nicaraguans were 13 members of a Texas-based religious charity, Catholic laypeople, students, and others. Guatemala President Bernardo Arevalo agreed to host the Nicaraguans while they apply for entry to the U.S. The development comes just 2 days after Nicaragua's National Assembly approved changes to the criminal code, allowing the government to try Nicaraguans and foreigners in absentia. I'm Haya Punjwani.
A Seattle woman who attempted to bribe a Minnesota juror with a bag of $120,000 in cash in exchange for an acquittal in one of the country's largest COVID-19-related fraud cases changed her plea to guilty in federal court. Layden Muhammad Ali initially pleaded not guilty weeks after she was accused of tracking a juror to her home and dropping off a cash bribe in exchange for an acquittal in a separate fraud case. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 219 points. This is SRN News. A move to enshrine abortion in the Constitution of Scotland.
The ruling Scottish National Party has adopted a resolution that calls for abortion to become a constitutional right should the country ever become fully independent from England. The SNP is working towards Scottish independence and is explaining what kind of rights they would enshrine if and when that day comes. Scottish leaders have also recently been considering physician-assisted suicide and embracing the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has rejected Oklahoma's emergency appeal seeking to restore a $4.5 million grant for family planning services. It's part of an ongoing dispute over the state's refusal to refer pregnant women to a nationwide hotline that provides information about abortion. The brief order does not detail the court's reasoning, but says Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch would have sided with Oklahoma. This is SRN News. Police in Germany have fatally wounded a suspect who they say opened fire on officers in downtown Munich. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Munich police spokesman Andreas Franken told reporters the man was sighted handling a long gun and died after an exchange of fire with emergency services. He was later identified as an 18-year-old with Austrian citizenship. At a news conference carried by RTL, Bavarian Interior Minister Joachim Herrmann says the police will investigate, but he did not think it was a coincidence that the man parked within sight of the Israeli consulate, then walked around the consulate with a rifle and started shooting at police near there. Police said there's no indication of other perpetrators or further danger to the public. I'm Jennifer King.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Haiti to reaffirm the government's commitment to a multinational mission deployed to fight gangs. More details at srnnews.com.